RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Song 2. This is the podcast where we argue that the second track on any album is the best, or at least most important. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're shining our spotlight firmly on Black Pumas with Colours. For those of you maybe unfamiliar with the Black Pumas, where have you been? They are an Austin soul and funk duo made up of singer Eric Burton and guitarist and producer Adrian Quesada. The band surfaced with their self-titled debut album released in 2019. They'd only just formed a year earlier, but the chemistry was instant and Colours became the breakout track, one that not only drew listeners in, but also earned the band a Grammy nomination for Record of the Year. We played it a bunch here on Today Radio. However, the song came together before the band even existed. Burton first wrote Colours years earlier, back when he was leading worship and busking on the streets. And you can still hear that influence in the way the song unfolds. On the surface, the lyrics sound simple, singing about skies, light, and all his favourite colours. But the simplicity is deliberate. What begins as a personal meditation quickly turns into something larger, with the gospel backing vocals giving the whole track a communal spirit. The joy Burton is describing isn't private, it's shared, and the choral sound is what lifts it from an observation into a message. Musically, it's restrained but rich. Quesada's guitar holds everything steady, the organ swells in behind, and the rhythm section adds movement without ever stealing focus. That space leaves room for Burton's vocal, which is commanding without pushing too hard, you know what I mean. And when the choir enters, the whole thing just blooms. I mean, everyone knows that feeling when a choir turns up in a song. It just elevates everything. The same can be said for an orchestra. As the second track on the album, it carries real weight, setting the tone for what follows and establishing Black Pumas' mix of soul, rock, and gospel. And arguably, without this track, the band wouldn't have had such a lift. The impact has been huge. The song topped adult alternative charts, earned Grammy noms, as we've said, and was even performed during the 2021 inauguration. What makes Colours so effective as a second track on the album is its ability to disarm you. The opening track, Black Moon Rising, is darker and much more mysterious, pulling you into the album with intensity. Then Colours arrives and completely shifts the energy. It's warm and inviting. That tonal contrast is crucial because it shows the band's range right away, proving they're not locked in to one mood or particular sound. There's also something worth noting about the song's longevity. In an era where tracks can explode and disappear within weeks, Colours has had remarkable staying power. It's been featured in countless playlists and film soundtracks, but doesn't feel overexposed, despite it featuring on a gazillion TikToks too. Part of that is due to its timeless quality. It doesn't sound dated to 2019. It could have been recorded in 1972, or indeed yesterday. Ultimately, Colours does what every great second track should do. It deepens your investment in the album and resonates on first listen, which is exactly why it belongs on this podcast. That's all for this week. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Drop us a star rating and a review if you fancy it. I've been your host, Stephen Stepslow. This episode has been written and researched by Florence Keogh, voiced and produced by me. Thanks for listening. Cheers.